All right, let's go to here in just 1 second. Let's go to counterculture mom Tina Griffin. She lives very close to the school that was targeted by the transgender activists. Very sad. I guess the manifesto has now come out, and it's just so very, very tragic what has come out. And we're also reading the story or hearing the story of the little 9-year-old girl that tried to pull the alarm to notify her classmates, who ended up being and distract the shooter, who ended up being shot and dying. Tina, welcome to the Lindell Report. Thank you for joining us.
Pleasure is all mine. I have been for 22 years invested in helping and nurturing and keeping our kids alive on the street of America. This one really strikes close to home, both in heart and location.
Yeah, you're just a few minutes from that school, right?
I was about 15, 20 minutes away is where I live, and my phone was blowing up in the middle of literally recording episodes for the Counterculture Mom Show, which Mike Lindell actually hosts our program as well, you know, on his platform. In between episodes, I looked down at my phone, and my heart just sank. I started bawling at the desk.
Three kids, three adults shot and killed. What?
Yes.
What are you hearing? What is the news going around Nashville? Anything that you're hearing that's not in the media?
You know what? It's what's in my heart and the research I've done for over 20 years. A lot of people are saying, saying out loud, can't believe it happened here. It can happen anywhere in America and around this globe, and it's not guns. I am a homeschooling mom of four kids, 14 and under. I lived in the Hollywood Hills for over 10 years. I've studied media. I've met school shooters. I've talked to students around this country. It's the state of our culture. What are our education systems teaching our kids? And the ironic thing is, it's at a Christian school. It can happen anywhere. But our public schools, when you have goals written by the communist agenda back in 58, and the top goals for getting communism in America is to strip our family from values and morals and giving our kids in kindergarten 50-some genders to choose from and then blaming it on the weapon. I will never be a parent where I won't want to be armed, because the people that are out there with mental issues and they want to do the mass damage with a little resistance, and they're playing violent video games. Yes, I know that people right now hearing this are like, I play violent video games. Find something more constructive to do, because these kids that are pulling the trigger, Columbine, the two shooters 20 years ago, and I had a survivor on my program, the Counterculture Mom Show, and these students that she even explained were into violent entertainment. They watched Natural Born Killers over 40 times. They were learning how to kill people. And when I was 20 years old, coming from a dairy farm in Wisconsin, moving to Hollywood, I was telling people from stage 20 years ago, we are training our kids how to kill. You think it's bad now, give it 20 years. We are where I knew we would be because of the state of the entertainment and the nasty communist agenda that's going through public schools today to raise these kids in an environment where they have no morals for themselves. They have no recollection of what life really is. They don't care. And then my other question is, and there's 50 other things I could talk to you about right now, because my heart's beating out of my chest. Was this person on meds? Because I have so many teens running up to me after doing a school assembly. My website is counterculturemom.com. Check it out. Watch the TV programs. We have people on the show talking about all these topics. And these teens are telling me, Tina, we got to get off these meds because I'm not thinking straight. I am suicidal. I'm going nuts. I'm punching holes in the wall. I can't sleep. I'm up. I'm only sleeping 3 hours a night. We've got a lot of things that I'm interested in investigating with this specific shooter, and it would be meds, what type of entertainment, and the parents had enough red flags to go on where they shouldn't have let that kid, 28-year-old adult actually, walk out of the house with a red backpack with weapons inside and not pursuing the quick question of what's in it. And when the shooter did not answer that question, they should have stopped Hale in the tracks and found out what was in that bag.
And the media is not, Tina, the media confused everybody. I've talked to several people since this happened, including to us on the air last night. I talked to people today. They were all making the same assumption that it was a boy that transitioned to being a girl because the media is referring to she. So they immediately assumed, well, if the media is calling her she's transitioning, that means it was a boy transitioning to a girl. And then when I told them, no, we live on the air last night, we were trying to figure this thing out, and finally went to a news report where the police say, yes, she's born a biological female, so why are they referring to her as she and not using the so-called politically correct pronouns? I believe, Tina, it's because they don't want to highlight that it's transgender. They want the public to ignore that part of the story and think that, you know, these are loving, kind, wonderful, normal people, mentally stable people. It's the Christians, the conservatives, the constitutionalists that are opposed to the LGBTQA plus whatever gender thing that's going on now. These are the crazy people, the people that have done transition and chopped off their body parts. They're the normal ones. So I'm thinking that the whole reason the media is not using the right pronoun is they're trying to distance themselves from the transgender aspect of the story because it doesn't fit the narrative. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely, 110%. And besides that, when you have staff in schools today, now there's a lot of amazing public school teachers that are trying hard and desperately to teaching our kids right from wrong, two genders, all the rest. What happens as a result? They lose their job. They're fired. They're ostracized. Even for putting their thoughts on social media, it's absolutely ridiculous. We still have free speech. If people don't want free speech, then just get out of America. You don't need to belong here. But when it comes down to transgenderism, we're doing a whole series on that in April. And the two guests that I have lined up literally regret one girl getting rid of her body parts. They're gone. And she said, I can never now fully understand or comprehend what it's going to be like to live like a woman today because of what I was indoctrinated by through the school and through entertainment. When you have guests and young people, she's 15. She knows what influenced her. Junk on TikTok saying do it. It's the in-hip thing, a cool thing to do. And the problem is now her life is trashed forever. Praise the Lord that she's out there today sharing her heart to try to save other teens and young kids from doing this. But the issue is they're not focusing on that because they don't want people to realize that the whole system is messed up. If you're taking as school staff students without parents' knowledge to have abortions and to get transgenderism hormone therapy without the parents' knowledge, yes, everybody listening to this, that's exactly what they're doing in schools today. We have got to change the school systems or pull our kids out of these public schools. We have to start over. Let's have school at our churches today. The ironic thing is this happened at a church, and what I wanted, or a Christian school. What I wanted to address is this. We are not going to be able to solve this thing overnight with all the issues going on in our schools, but there were guests that I had on about a year ago now that I really wanted to just hone in on for a couple of seconds because we are going to someday, someone listening to this right now or several of us will be involved in a mass shooting, and they want mass carnage, minimal resistance. So if you hear a shooter in your area, the biggest thing I remember from the guests we had on last year, go to counterculturemom.com, watch our episodes. We had Brink Fidler on from Nashville, president of Defense Systems, and he gives training courses to people around this country. He said, immediately put something over the windows of wherever you are sitting if you're inside a building, because usually, more often than not, if a shooter can't see their victims, they move on. If the door is locked, they move on. If they can't get in, put some chair, barricade the door, they move to the next section. I just want to give a huge shout out to the Nashville Police Department because 14 minutes, phenomenal response. Other thing I want to say is, if you know your kids are mentally disturbed, if they have, say, this is exact. I'm just telling you what I know for the last 20 years talking to these teens and parents of teens that have been victims or teens that pulled the trigger, because I've been to prisons, I've spoken prisons. If you see satanic symbolism, if your kids are on drugs, just know that pharmacy, now some kids have to be on drugs, I get it, for some certain situations, but a lot of kids are put on meds that don't have to be put on. By who, where? By the schools. Pharmacy means pharmakia. Pharmakia actually means witchcraft. This is a massive war against good versus evil. And our kids are being taught so much demonic garbage in schools and entertainment today. And I primarily focus on entertainment when I do my school assemblies and parent events all around this country. I'm on a speaking tour right now, going to Wisconsin at a homeschool conference. I'm speaking 24/7. I bring my homeschool kids with. Because we have to keep fighting this good versus evil battle. Yes, they don't want to focus on transgenderism because they are teaching it in our schools today. This person needed massive help. The parents saw some red flags. So, parents, you've got a kid that's into demonic entertainment, plummeting grades, no thought for or value for their life, no direction, nasty, violent, beheading-type lyrical music, lyrics, and songs. Who do they follow? Check out their social media. Have a conversation. Because so many parents that heard me speak at parent events would say, Tina, my word, my kid had a suicide note written. I listened to what you shared in your presentation, investigated their entertainment and their school work and their social media, and oh my word, I saved my kid's life. They're now in counseling and possibly saved other people's lives because they didn't pull a trigger and do a mass shooting. Guns are not the problem. It's the state of our culture, and we have to be alert. We've got to not only share truth with our kids, but the kids across the street, because some other parents either aren't aware or they don't care. And it's got to stop. But the one point I want to see is put something over a window, block the visibility. If you hear some shots firing out, always when you go to a big venue or even a regular building, have a second way out of that building in your mind. Map the area. I go to a restaurant with my kids in the street today. I'm always looking for, I came in that door, but there's also another door over there. So always look. We got to be thinking that way today, because there's so many shootings happening. In fact, 42 since Uvalde last year alone, and that was not even 10 months ago. So the state of our culture has to be changed, and it starts with us as parents in the home, our entertainment, what we allow our kids to watch and listen to. We've got a Counterculture Mom app. Everyone has to download the Counterculture Mom app. We give great tips and tools in there for parents to put positive in our children's brains.
Excellent.
That's going to give us some great results.
Excellent. Give the website again, please, Tina.
Yes, counterculturemom.com is the website. You can download the app there. Tune into our show via podcast. We're in 700 million homes every single week. Watch us, get the episodes in your head, and I'm telling you, watch them with your kids. We have a lot of teens saying, my word, that's me, Mom, get me help.
Excellent. Thank you, Tina, for checking in.
Yes, thank you so much. Keep doing the excellent, excellent work.
Thank you, Tina. Appreciate it. Safe travels to you and your family. Tina, checking
Thanks.
In, Counterculture Mom. You can check out her website and more great resources there.